small biocomputer. He had programmed it carefully. It watched him. He turned back to the guests. Here and there, a big gold egg now showed in the crowd, the Crearpi ambassadors. Experience suggested that there was no risk in them. They seldom meddled in the affairs of worlds where water liquefied. One was holding a dish of silicate salt hors d'oeuvre in a single armoured tentacle. Occasionally, it held one to the complicated airlock on its circumference. It was chatting to Joan the First, who stood majestic in the black memory velvet and purple tapard of a sadomist dame priestess in the negative aspect of Nauticula Hecate. Lady of Night and Death, thought Corridor. It was not a tactful choice. She smiled at the Crearpi and turned to face the hidden camera, raising one hand. Corridor reached out and tipped a switch. "How goes it?" Joan asked. Corridor watched, fascinated. She had a remarkable talent for sub-vocalising.
"He is breakfasting. We have treble-checked the food and everything else."
"Has he shown any effects from yesterday?" Corridor paused.
"No. While he slept, I used a brain scrubber on him.
How dare you?"
"It will keep yesterday's memories in a state of flux for a few hours. Would you prefer him to learn the truth?" "He would, had I not done so, even if he had to browbeat it out of Hershugan."
"You should have asked me." Corridor sighed and picked up a memory cube on the console.
"I'm sorry, madam, but you have a security rating now of only 99.087%. I checked. Probably it's only deep Freudian impulses, but from now on I am afraid I must run this show." "Like I said, madam, I'm not inclined to accept probability maths. You may, if you like."
He switched off. She stood rigid for a moment, trying to contact him, then turned and began to talk brightly to a tall diplomat from the Board of Earth. Corridor turned his attention to the main hall. Dom wasn't there. His heart stopped until he realised that the boy had also moved out of one camera's range to look at his presence. Dom opened the first package and drew out a pair of gravity sandals, glistening under their thin coat of oil. The tag said, "From your godfather. Come up and orbit me sometime. It gets damn lonely." Dom grinned and buckled them on. For a hectic few minutes, he bobbed and swooped among the struts of the dome, gliding to an unsteady halt 6 inches above the floor. He felt that the sandals would probably be the climax. Most of the other presents would be much less interesting. From Hershugan came a fat rectangle. Dom unwrapped a memory cube and ran his finger over the index face. The cube lit up, the title page standing out in white letters a few centimetres above the surface and revealing "The Glass Castles, A History of Joker Studies by Dr. Hershugan, dedicated to Chairman Dominic Daniel Sabalos of Widdershins." In smaller letters, Dom read, "Number 1 in a limited edition of 1-1, imprinted on third eye saffron silica." "A high honour indeed," said Isaac. Dom nodded and thumbed the cube at random to read, "Mystery of the Galaxy. As Sublunar has said, to the imaginative mind they form part of galactic mythology. The glass castles at the back of galactic north wind. These towers, built before the oldest of the official human races had discovered the uses of stone, are memorials to a race which..." Dom laid the cube down slowly and opened the present from Corridor. "That looks dangerous," said Isaac. Dom wielded the memory sword carefully, staring up at the almost invisible blur as it changed under his touch from sword to knife, from knife to gun. "Hmm," said Dom. "They use swords on Earth and Terra Novae, don't they? And on Laoth too?" "Yes, with metal blades. They're more ceremonial and satisfying than guns. But that thing is made to kill people with." "Not that I'm putting it down, boss," Dom grinned. "You're mighty uppity for a robot, aren't you? In the old days, you'd have been dismantled by the mob." "In the old days, robots were considered to be non-living, chief." Joan's present was a simple black sadimist, Athame, against the time when he should be admitted to membership of a ceremonial clatch, while from his mother he received the deeds of one of her personal estates on Earth. It was far too generous, and typical of Lady Vian on those occasions when she remembered Dom. There were other presents from the minor directors and heads of subcommittees, most of them expensive, far too expensive to be allowed to keep, even if Joan would permit it. But Dom looked wistfully at the deeds of a robot horse presented by Hugargan of the Planetary Relations. Isaac peered over his shoulder and sneered audibly.